This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimide with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda highlights the role of green energy for Nepal's transition to a stronger economy. Cabinet forms facilitation committee to resolve issues related to land acquisition in Kokanaf Lalitpur for Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track. Two people died yesterday due to COVID infection in the country. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautionary measures. And at least 185 people die in 3 days of fighting between rival factions in Sudan. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a facilitation committee to address an issue related to land acquisition in Kokana of Lalitpur under the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Fast Track project. The committee has been formed under the coordination of Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Kharga. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held yesterday, Communication and Information Technology Minister and Government Spokesperson Rekha Sharma said the facilitation committee would hold dialogues with all stakeholders to address the issue related to the land acquisition. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government has recognized the energy sector as the one that can lead the country to develop a strong base for prosperity. Addressing the Power Summit 2023 that started off in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government had taken great pride in announcing to the world that Nepal generates more power than it consumes, though still seasonally. The Prime Minister also stressed that green energy would be both a means to enable Nepal to make the transition to a strong economy. The Prime Minister said the government had anticipated to be a net exporter of electricity by the year 2025 without any need to import even during the dry season. He mentioned that the government was moving ahead with the long-term vision on exploring the international market for power and increased domestic consumption. Over 300 representatives of more than 30 countries, including India, Bangladesh, Bhutan and Sri Lanka, are taking part in the event. The Power Summit 2023 is organized jointly by the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal and the Government of Nepal. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has called a meeting of the Constitutional Council to discuss the appointment of the Chief Justice. Prime Minister's Chief Political Advisor Haribol Gajurel informed that the Prime Minister has called the Constitutional Council meeting for Friday at 9 a.m. Gajurel said the Prime Minister called the meeting after the leaders of the ruling alliance, the CPN Maoist Centre, the Nepali Congress and main opposition party CPN-UML on Monday agreed the issue to appoint the Chief Justice. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has taken a step towards improved communication with media by establishing a media centre at Singhadarbar. This new facility was inaugurated by Rekha Sharma, the government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, yesterday. Its primary aim is to facilitate news gathering for media personnel when covering cabinet meetings and government announcement. At the inauguration ceremony, Sharma held a dialogue with media representatives from the studio located adjacent to the meeting room. The media center also provides real-time access to visuals for journalists and includes arrangements for ongoing dialogue with the media from the Prime Minister's office. This is the second media center established by the government, with the first located at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. The new media center is expected to strengthen communication and transparency between the government and media, allowing for improved coverage of important news and events. The Election Commission has directed the candidates of November 20, 2022 House of Representatives elections to make public their expenses incurred in the election within a week and submit the details to the concerned district election offices. The Executive Secretary at the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, Armida Ali Shabana, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, in the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister in Singhadarbar, various issues of partnership between Nepal and the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific were discussed. Similarly, they also deliberated on the current priorities of Nepal to ensure its sustainable graduation from the list of least developed country to a developing nation by the year 2026. The annual report of the National Information Commission was tabled in a meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, presented the National Information Commission's annual report in the meeting on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Speaking in the special hour, lawmakers also asked the government to protect workers' rights, resolve the garbage problem in Kathmandu, and adopt effective measures for controlling air pollution. The National Human Rights Commission has drawn the government's attention towards the use of force against victims of loan sharking demonstrating for few days in Kathmandu demanding justice. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the national rights body expressed its concern over the use of force against the demonstrators. President Ramchandra Paudel has been admitted to the Thrivan University Teaching Hospital in Kathmandu after he complained of illness. According to the Chief of Administration of the Thrivan University Teaching Hospital, Vaikuntha Prasad Thapalia, the President was admitted to the hospital after some health issues. Currently, the President is receiving treatment according to the doctors involved in the President's treatment. President Paudel had returned home after undergoing a health checkup at the same hospital on Monday. Irish climber Noel Hanna was found dead at Mount Annapurna region yesterday, while another mountaineer is still missing. One mountaineer, however, has been rescued alive. Hanna, whose expedition was facilitated by the Seven Summit Treks, Kathmandu, died in the Camp 4 of Mount Annapurna. The 56-year-old climber from Ireland was found dead on the camp as he was descending from the peak following his successful climbing. Another climber, Baljit Kaur from India, was rescued from a spot at an altitude of 7,500 meters yesterday afternoon by air chopper. Likewise, Anurag Mallu from Rajasthan of India has gone missing while descending from the peak after his failed attempt to reach a top. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has expressed the belief that the midday meal program would be fruitful for the robust health of the children. Speaking at a program organized by China Foundation for Rural Development Nepal at the Santi Siksha Secondary School in Thainti in Kathmandu yesterday, the communication minister said strong health was a necessary condition for quality education. The Health Ministry yesterday said two people died due to coronavirus infection. As per the daily update, the ministry confirmed infection in 171 people while testing 2,292 people yesterday. Similarly, the total number of active cases of COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 397. In its update, the Health Ministry has asked people to stay in isolation once they were confirmed with coronavirus infection. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, urged people to stay in isolation if they were confirmed with COVID-19 infection. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Fighting raged in Sudan hours after internationally brokered ceasefire was supposed to have come into effect. According to Al Jazeera, the regular army and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, issued statements accusing each other of failing to respect the ceasefire. The Army's High Command said it would continue operations to secure the capital and other regions. According to the United Nations, at least 185 people died and 1,800 were injured in 3 days of fighting between rival factions in Sudan. Weak signs of recovery in Afghanistan's economy are at risk of being undone by Taliban's restrictions on women working for NGOs, according to the United Nations. Donations to the United Nations are under threat of falling sharply because of the ban on Afghan women working for it, the United Nations Development Programme said in its report. The number of families living in poverty had nearly doubled in 2 years, according to its report. The Taliban said politics should not be linked with humanitarian aid decisions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature yesterday was recorded at 32.7 degrees Celsius, and the minimum temperature was recorded at 14.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda highlights role of green energy for Nepal's transition to a stronger economy. Cabinet forms facilitation committee to resolve issues related to land acquisition. In Kokanaf, Lalitpur for Kathmandu, Tarai, Madhes fast track. 2 people died due to COVID infection in the country in a single day yesterday. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautionary measures. And at least 185 people die in 3 days of fighting between rival factions in Sudan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.